Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm a returning call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to file for unemployment.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, what is your social?
418-942611.
What is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
Marcia Davidson, 1360 Ladd.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180
No.
days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What is your driver's license date?
Alabama 3909073.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Card, please.
You have indicated that you wish to receive the Unemployment Benefits Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage Card, that card is good until the valid third day on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information. The Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges a monthly monthly no charge fee, no purchase fee for $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of pocket network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35 cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance inquiry for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your installation of the Alabama Vantage prepaid card?
Yes.
What is your mailing address, city, state, and zip code?
5964 Idlemore Court, Theodore, Alabama, 36582.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Has what changed?
Your address changed in the last year?
No.
What is your primary phone number?
251-234-9641.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 Scotland Drive, 4120 Brookside Lane, 7154 Knollwood Road, or 9137 Paul Drive, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
Knollwood Road.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1984 Subaru L-Line, a 1987 Pontiac Safari, a 1988 Ford Tempo, or a 1989 Toyota
Tempo.
Van, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
Tempo.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Eugene Bible College, Quincy University, St. Ambrose University, University of New Mexico, or none of the above?
None.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 8 Mile Tire Service, Get There, Rag Management Corporation, Solange Grocery Gully. Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Phoenix City, Sims, Decatur, none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18
no.
months? Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Did you receive notification that you have TRA certifications?
No.
What is the last day that you worked?
December 3rd, I believe. Check to make sure. Yes, the 3rd.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the 2nd we got laid off. Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate office before a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a related
no.
injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'm working from home now.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
My normal wage is 37 an hour.
Is that 37 an hour?
Yeah.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title description?
I'm an independent adjuster.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what is the name of the company you work for?
April's Clean Service.
Can you repeat that for me?
April's, E-B-E-R-L-S.
Okay. What is the phone number of that employer?
Give me just a second. Okay, 303-988-6286.
When did you start working for the company?
This time, what happens when they have a different position open or something else, they'll call us back. So this time it was 26th of September. My last day before that was the 16th of September, then they called me back on the 26th of September.
So, which date did you want me to put?
The start date this time was the 26th of September. To the 2nd of this, I mean, of
And what
September.
city? And what city and state was this work performed?
In Mobile, Alabama.
And have you received, or do you expect to receive, any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work: vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Nope.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this
No.
employer? Is this your separating employer?
What name?
Is this the employer that you're filing the claim for?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
They had no work.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 1160.
Okay.
Give me one moment. It's 1160. Okay, bear with me one moment. Give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, give me a moment. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Mrs. Davidson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.